Welcome. In this series of exclusive interviews brought to you by the Houses of Parliament, British Heritage Travel Magazine takes you inside this iconic landmark. We'll hear about the dynamic Vote 100 project, special new tours that highlight women's involvement in Parliament, and the historic works of art on view. We'll hear the story of how scenes from the motion picture Suffragette were filmed inside the parliamentary buildings. Let's meet Melanie Unwin, Deputy Curator of Works of Art for the Parliamentary Art Collection, and Dr. Mary Takayanagi, Senior Archivist at the Parliamentary Archives.
Hello again. I'm Amy Griggs for British Heritage Travel Magazine, and I'm thrilled to have two distinguished guests today from the Houses of Parliament. Our guests are the co-curators and joint project managers of the Vote 100 project. We'll hear a little bit about that, as well as their terrific website, which is a treasure trove for British Heritage Travel fans. And we'll talk about the movie Suffragette, which is now available in the U.S. I assume both of you have seen it?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yes, we have. We saw it in October when it opened in London. Oh, I saw it earlier. I got to see a preview back in August.
Oh, that's fabulous. Now, Mary and Melanie, you are speaking with me directly from a parliamentary building. Is that correct?
It is indeed. And we have a nice window in our room where we can see not only Big Ben and the palace itself, which is literally across the road, but immediately outside we have the statue of Boudicca, which is on the end of Westminster Bridge. And this was actually a mustering point for suffragette and suffragist marches.
Now, Melanie Unwin, you are the Deputy Curator of Works of Art for the Parliamentary Art Collection. And now you're also curating Vote 100.
Indeed, yes, it's very exciting. So at the moment, I have a year off my permanent deputy curator job to get Vote 100 up and running before Mary does some work on it later in the year.
I see. And Dr. Mary Takayanagi, you are a senior archivist at the Parliamentary Archives, and your recent doctoral thesis was Parliament and Women, 1900 to 1945. So voting rights certainly falls in your territory.
Yes, it certainly does. Yes, I spent 7 years doing my PhD part-time while working full-time in the Parliamentary Archives. But it left me with this huge amount of knowledge as a result about Parliament and women, not just the suffrage movement, but all sorts of other aspects, legislation, committees and staff, women staff in Parliament as well, like the two of us.
Yes, absolutely. And I have seen on, speaking of how wonderful and interesting the website is, if you go to parliament.uk, your entire lecture from 2013, I believe it was.
Yes, I think it was. Yeah.
2013.
On Parliament and Suffragettes.
That's Parliament right, yes. And Suffragettes is very interesting, so I would urge all of our readers to go and look that up. Now,
yes, please do.
Vote 100, can you describe that to me a little bit?
Yes, certainly. So Vote 100 is Parliament's project to research and disseminate to everybody information about women's history in Parliament. Women's suffrage is a big part of that, but we're also looking at what happened even before the suffrage campaign started, and of course, who the first early women MPs were and what did they do and how did they affect the running of Parliament?
Okay.
So it runs all the way through, and in 2018 we'll be delivering a big public exhibition here in Parliament that will be open to everybody, telling them about the centenary of the first women being able to vote in this country. The centenary is 2018, and indeed the first women being allowed to stand as MPs, also centenary in 2018.
Okay, so that event happens in 2018. What can travellers do in 2016? Is there something to see and do at Parliament now?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're very lucky. We have the same building that the women fighting for women's suffrage were in. Coming up in this February and March, our visitor services team are running another special suffragette season, and you can come and do family tours or indeed a tour of the whole building called From Petitions to Prime Minister, A Short History of Women in Parliament. So there's lots of opportunities to come along, and all you have to do is go to the website www.parliament.uk/visiting and you'll be able to see all the details.
That's wonderful. As I understand it, this is a new and separate tour, isn't it?
It is.
Do you call it the Suffragette Tour, or is it called something else?
We do. There's a Votes for Women Tour, that's the family tour, and then there's the Short History of Women in Parliament, Petitions to Prime Minister Tour. But these were specially developed because the film has been so popular here.
Yes.
It's just been a great opportunity to allow get people into the building to come and literally walk in the footsteps of people like Emmeline Pankhurst, Millicent Fawcett, Emily Wilding Davidson, all those people. You stand in their footsteps.
That's wonderful. And I must say, to refer again to your website, you have some wonderful material on there for teachers or people learning. There is a still drama on your website that gives me almost all the information that is in the movie. So it made the movie that much better.
Delighted. And it shows you how accurate the movie is.
Yes, it's fair. I mean, the events portrayed on your website by the drawings and the voiceovers and the vocal enactments followed almost exactly this. It's like you had the same script writer for the movie and the website.
We were there first. though I have to say, you know, Abby Morgan, the writer for the film, really did do an amazing amount of research and, you know, has produced something that really is, you know, a great historical drama but based on truth.
Yes. And I am interested to know the scenes that needed to take place in the parliamentary buildings, you allowed them, the whole crew, to come in and actually film in Houses of Parliament. That's amazing.
We did. And it was the first time for many, many decades that a feature film has been made in Parliament. So it was really exciting. And I have to say, I was there when they were filming the inside scenes. So in the committee room when Maud is giving evidence in front of Lloyd George and the other members of Parliament, and also the scenes of her arriving and walking through the building and leaving. And I arrived at lunchtime, so halfway through shooting on the first day, and I looked around me and all these people in the period dress just looked completely at home in the building because, of course, it was a building designed and built for them, really. You know, a Victorian / Edwardian experience walking in and looking. They look far more at home in the building than I think we do sometimes in our modern clothing, holding our mobile phones, etc.
Yes. Well, it's wonder. Do you know why that they decided to do that? Let them actually film in your building?
I think it's just changing times. Parliament was certainly used for films right up to just after the Second World War. And I think after that, it was just too much of an interruption on business, because what people don't realise is that up until the original palace wasn't built for every MP to have an office in. You know, Parliament was somewhere that people came, they went into the chamber, they debated, they maybe had dinner and then they left. Whereas, of course, modern use requires, you know, MPs to have offices and staff. Mm-hmm. So soon after the war, the building was literally full. There were desks in corridors. And I just think letting filming in probably became a complete impracticality. Now, of course, you know, we have additional buildings. Life is very different. And Parliament, I think, had, you know, we're always being approached for filming. And I think when they saw this film, they thought, let's see how it goes, use it as an experiment. And if it works, this might be something we continue to let happen.
I see. Thank you, Melanie and Mary. I look forward to talking with you both much more about the Vote 100 project.
Even if you've been before, it's time to visit the Houses of Parliament again. For more information, go to www.parliament.uk/visiting and join us again soon for more fascinating interviews with Melanie and Mary here at BritishHeritage.com. From British Heritage Travel Magazine, thanks for listening.